If you have your Bible with you, let's look in Acts 27 real quickly. Acts 27. I want us to keep thinking about that, the anchor. The ship may be battered, but the anchor holds. In spite of the storm, the anchor holds. I want us to think real quickly about the anchors that we have in troubled waters. Because I know that you're going to go home today to a dry house. I know Harvey didn't make it up here. But I also know that somebody's going home to a flood nevertheless, a flood of debt. You're going home to a storm of chaos in your family. You're going home to a hurricane of emotions as you've recently lost someone that you really love. I know that we face storms in life. And if you're not going through a storm right now, you just hang on, because it's brewing. That's part of this fallen life that we live in. And because that is a part of what we face in life, we need to know that we can be ready. And if you're right smack dab in the middle of a storm right now, I'm just going to tell you, drop anchor and hold on. Like Phil told the guy down there, you'll get through this. Drop anchor and hold on. And if you're not going through a storm yet, then you listen up, because you need to find out where the anchors are so you can drop them when you need them. Acts chapter 27. Let's start at verse 20. Are you there? Since neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, no small storm was assailing us. Now, the story here is Paul has been sent to Rome. He's in a boat. He's in a ship full of people who have already disobeyed God. Paul told them, you don't want to leave at this time and go this way. You will want to do it a different way. But they didn't listen. And so he's on this boat. They're headed out. And look at this storm. It says no small storm. That means it's a big storm. If it's not a small one, it's a big one. And it was assailing us. From then on, all hope of being saved was gradually abandoned. And when they had gone a long time without food, then Paul stood up in their midst and said, men, you ought to have followed my advice and not have set sail for Crete and incurred this damage and loss. I love it when Paul makes me feel better about myself, because even he likes to say, I told you so. And yet now I urge you to keep up your courage. Keep up your courage, for there shall be no loss of life among you, but only the ship. Only the ship. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The ship is going to go, boys, but you're going to be all right. For this very night, verse 23, this very night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood before me, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you. Therefore, keep up your courage, men, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I've told you. But we must run aground on a certain island. Now that gets pretty scary stuff. It sounds scary. And because it sounds scary, he told them twice, have courage, have courage. We've got to have courage to face the storms of life. By the way, courage is not the absence of fear. You know that, right? Courage is not the absence of fear. You're going to be afraid from time to time. Courage is acting in spite of the fear. Courage is what allowed David to stand before that giant. It's what allowed Daniel to stand before the lions. It's what allowed Gideon to stand before the Amalekites. Elijah stood before the prophets of Baal. Moses stood before Pharaoh. Esther stood before the king. Peter stood before the Sanhedrin, and you and I stand in the midst of life storms through courage. He told them over and again to have that courage. Well, how do we have that kind of courage? Let's look. Keep going. 26. We must run aground on a certain island. Now look at the rest of the story here. When the 14th night had come, that's a long storm. When the 14th night had come, as we were being driven about in the Adriatic Sea. About midnight, the sailors began to surmise that they were approaching some land. They couldn't see anything, but they began to surmise. They thought they were probably getting close to some kind of land. They had no idea where they were, but they thought they must be getting close to some kind of land. And so in 28, it says they took soundings. Real quick, what that means is there's a piece of lead on the bottom of a rope. They drop the rope, and that rope has measurements on it. They drop the rope down, and that allows them to see how deep they are at that spot, okay? They found it to be 20 fathoms. Think of a fathom like 6 feet, so 120 feet, give or take. And a little farther on, they took another sounding and found it to be 15 fathoms. You see the trend from 20 to 15? They're getting closer and closer to land. And fearing that we might run aground, not run around, fearing we may run aground somewhere on the rocks, they cast 4 anchors from the stern and wished for daybreak. They cast 4 anchors. The storm was so bad, they knew they were about to crash. So what did they do? They dropped anchor and they held on. They cast 4 anchors and prayed for the sun to come up in the morning. And folks, that's what it takes to get through the storm. You can't stop the storms. What you can do is drop anchor, hold on, and pray for morning. They dropped 4 anchors. And in this very story, we can see 4 anchors that we can depend on in our lives, in our storms of life. Very quickly, let me show you. 1 anchor that you can drop, we find in verse 23. In this story, he said, "This very night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood before me." One of the anchors that you and I can drop, hold on to, is God's presence. You cannot go where He is not. You cannot go where He is not. Doesn't matter how bad things get, He is there. You can trust in His presence. You can't hear Him. You can't see Him. There are those times when the lightning is flashing so bright and the thunder is rolling so loud and you're hurting so deep inside, you just fall on your knees and you cry out, "God, where are you?" You drop anchor and you hold on because He's there. You just can't see Him. His presence is an anchor that we can hold on to. "I've seen the lightning flashing," says Lottie Pickett. "I've heard the thunder roll. I have felt sin's breakers dashing, which almost conquered my soul. I've heard the voice of my Savior bidding me still to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. The world's fierce winds are blowing, temptation sharp and keen. I have a peace in knowing my Savior stands between. He stands to shield me from danger when my friends are all gone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone." There's a second anchor that we can drop when it's time to drop anchor and hold on. Here's a second anchor that we can drop. Let's continue right here in verse 23. He said, "This very night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood before me saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul.'" Why? Because you must stand before Caesar. God said, "You're not going to drown in this storm because I've got a plan for you. My plan is you got to get to Caesar." So you know you're not going to drown in this storm because you got to get yonder. He had a plan. And there is no power in this world that can thwart the plan of God for your life. There is a plan for you, a purpose for you. And if you'll just hold on to that reality, God has a reason for me to be. I have a purpose. You hold on to that reality. You drop that anchor and hold on till the storm passes. A third anchor that we can drop when it's time to drop anchor and hold on. A third anchor that we can drop is God's protection. Right here in that same verse 24, after he said, "You must stand before Caesar," he also said, "Behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you. Well, in other words, God has decided he's going to protect the whole crew. God's going to take care of those guys. We have God's protection that allows us to drop anchor and hold on. We know that he's going to take care of us. And so Luther sings, a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. The psalmist sings, since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. He is our rock, our fortress. He is our protection. And we can hold on to that when the storm is strong. A fourth anchor that we can hold, that we can depend on. Fourth anchor, that when it's time to drop anchor and hold on, here's a fourth anchor. They dropped four anchors that night. We can drop four anchors when we need to. Here it is in verse 25. Therefore, keep up your courage, men, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I have been told. Why? Because God keeps his promises. Paul was able to say, I know we're going to be all right. Drop anchor and hold on, boys, because God told me we're going to make it through. God always keeps his promises. So when it's time to drop anchor and hold on, it sure helps if you know what those promises are. I want to encourage you to dig a little. Find the promises. Learn the promises. Claim the promises. Depend on the promises. Trust in the promises. When it's time, when the storm is rough, you can drop four anchors and hold on. You can depend on God's presence no matter what. You can depend on God's purpose for your life. You can depend on God's protection. And you can depend always on God's promises. God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being there, for providing for us those anchors that will steady the ship even when the ship is tattered, when the sails are torn, we know we can hold on. Father, I wish we could say take away all the storms, but we know that's not a part of this fallen experience. So when the storms come, we're grateful that you've given us hope and that you've allowed us to know that we can drop those anchors and hang on till the storm passes. Help us to do that with faith and courage. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.